Gospel Talk from the Pew. I'm Anthony Rancher. I will be speaking today on joy. Luke 15:7. I say unto you, likewise, joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than over 99 just persons which needs no repentance. John 15:11. These things have I spoke unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. James 1:2-3. My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. When you hear the word joy, what comes to mind? Most people define joy as a feeling of happiness. When you are smiling and laughing a lot, you think that that is happiness, comes from good things happening. Good things happening means everything is going your way. The friendships are good. You have lots of money. You are healthy and you are very successful at work. But what happens if things are not so good? Family is stressed financially. You start struggling at work or school. Your relationships are failing, or someone close to you are sick. Can you really have joy then? In the Bible, joy is a deep inner gladness regardless of circumstances going on around you. That means whether you are rich or poor, sick or healthy, successful or struggling, you can still have the feeling of gladness and pleasure deep down inside. Now, you may not feel like smiling on the outside, but you can still smile on the inside. Have you ever felt that way? This kind of joy that I am describing is supernatural, and it comes only from God. And that comes from us having a relationship through knowing Jesus Christ. Now, when I hear Jesus Christ, I think my joy, my spin on this is, my joy is this. Joy, J-O-Y. I take the J, that's my Jesus. O, obey him. The Y is what I yearn for. J-O-Y. My joy. Thank you.